PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com. I'm very excited to be joined today by filmmaker Justin Mashouf. Justin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Aaron.
That's good to hear. Thank you for joining me. And let's start first by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us about your background in the film industry.
Well, I'm a bit of a newcomer. I actually recently graduated from the University of Arizona with a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Media Arts. This is actually my first feature-length film. My work is primarily in documentary, but I also have done multiple shorts in nonfiction and narrative.
And Justin, your latest press release is announcing your controversial Iranian-American documentary, Warring Factions. So first, please tell us about the premise of the film and what you're really hoping to set out to accomplish.
Well, the premise of the film is really a bit of an expose of the Muslim-American experience through the lens of myself. The Muslim American experience and partially the Iranian American experience. When I set out to make the film, my idea came from what I find is somewhat of a unique experience that I have, being not only sharing a national identity, but also an ethnic identity. My mother's a German-Irish woman, and my father is born in Tehran. So my identity itself, I felt, was a good tool for me to express this issue. And when I first went to Iran in 2006, I solidified the idea that I needed to make this film. While I was in Iran the first time, the first major wave of nuclear controversy was happening. And it was just very scary being somewhere where everybody is telling you that, oh, well, be careful, you know, there might be some kind of war while you're away and you're going to be caught in the middle of it. And I just thought it was such an unbelievable notion because, you know, I was born and raised an American and I was an American citizen and I was going to the land of my ancestry and I felt like I was in danger. That was a very serious event that I took to heart, and I decided in 2007 that the film needed to be made as soon as possible.
And your press release also mentions that the film discusses the breakdancers that you found. Tell us about that and how it connects Iran and America.
Right. One thing I definitely neglected to mention is that I wanted to focus on something that I knew. I wanted to really make this my film. And I've been a b-boy. That's kind of the proper term we go by as people in the breakdance community. I've been b-boying for almost 10 years now. And it's something that's very close to my heart and something that I wanted to bring to the film as expressing myself as somebody who partakes in a particular culture that's very organically American. B-boying is something that came from the streets of New York City but was influenced by multiple ethnic dances and types of movement. So that inherently in itself, breaking is a very American art in that it comes from these multiple immigrant sources. And then they say things like, when you make a film about what you know, and I know about b-boying, and I thought that b-boying in Iran was probably a very good way to communicate with people there. My Persian is, especially when I started making the film, was not up to par. So I wanted to find a way to communicate with people, and the way I communicated was with dance. So I thought that would be a good way to communicate both to my audience, who would be looking at Iranians as somewhat of a threat to the world, and show them in a light that Americans are completely not used to seeing. As far as making it happen, I found my breaking connections in Iran through the internet, actually by seeing a video, and there was an email address on the end of it. And the guy who I had met, he called himself Hossein Battle. So when I contacted him, I immediately said that I'm coming to Iran, I'm making a documentary, I want you to be in it, and let's make it happen. So when I arrived, I met him, and we were able to arrange a battle, somewhat of a competition for fun, kind of between two cities. Between Tehran and another city called Mashhad, and all of these guys, about 11 guys from Mashhad, which is many hours away from Tehran, all got in their cars and drove to Tehran for the battle. So it was a great experience.
And so are there any other big challenges that you faced as a filmmaker that you want to tell us about while making this film?
Yeah, well, I was actually a student while I was making the film. So there were multiple challenges. This was the first time I had actually been to Iran without my father, the first time I went with my father, and my language barrier was quite large. Within the first week I was there, my Farsi improved. probably about 150%, and I was able to get my feet wet and go forward, but that didn't get me past having to find multiple people in the country itself to work on the film, to help me produce the film, to run camera, and also to seek filming permits in public spaces in Iran, which is a massive challenge in itself. Then, of course, the obvious and biggest challenge that I had in making the film was being detained by American Homeland Security forces when I returned to the U.S. It was quite shocking, actually, when I came. I landed in Atlanta, Georgia from Paris. Immediately as I got off the plane in the jetway, not even in the airport, I noticed there was two Homeland Security agents checking passports. And I had thought to myself, this is something that didn't happen the last time I came back from Iran, but whatever, you know, just go along with it. So as I handed them my American passport, I felt something kind of out of a movie. They looked at my passport, they looked at me, they looked at each other, they looked at my passport, they looked at me, and they said, follow us, and they took my passport, and I went into an elevator with them. Then had to go directly to the customs area. I was completely not a part of the usual naturalization cattle herd and had to pick apart my luggage and go through everything, which was a very, very shocking experience as an American citizen to have to be searched and prodded in your own personal belongings. And then, of course, the ultimate, not detention of myself, but the detention of my documentary footage was the biggest shock to me because as big of a privacy violation of them going through every document and asking me every person I spoke to in Iran was, nothing was more of a violation than them taking away every second of footage that I had shot in Iran, pretty much just spending a whole year of my life trying to make a movie, and that almost came to a complete hopeless halt.
Yeah, that must have been pretty intense. Well, I'm glad you made it back here with it. So also, Justin, tell us when and where is this going to be screened in New York?
So the film is being screened as a part of the Shuruch Festival in NYU. Shuruch actually means sunrise, and it's a festival that is supposed to express the diversity of culture and art in the Muslim world. So every year NYU invites various different artists, whether they are poets or writers, filmmakers, musicians, and they come and they perform their art. So I will be part of this festival, and my screening is on March 25th at 7 o'clock. I guess it's in Furman Hall. That's room 214. So the screening is on Wednesday, March the 25th at 7 o'clock at Furman Hall, room 214.
All right, and lastly, Justin, can you give us some contact info for listeners out there in case they'd like to learn more about your film or the screening?
Yeah, sure. My website is warringfactions.com. I also keep up a blog which has a lot of updates of the film and commentary on issues that I feel important. That is at Mashouf, my last name, .tv, Mashouf.tv. I'm also on MySpace. MySpace.com/Krillan, K-R-I-L-L-A-N as in Nancy. And I'm also on Twitter, of course. So Twitter.com/Mashouf.
All right, Justin, it was a real pleasure podcasting with you today. And I thank you for coming on and telling us about your film and all the things you went through getting it back to America to display it for us. And I wish you the best of luck at your screening and hope to speak with you again very soon.
Thank you, Aaron.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.